cloud practitioners, you are now tuned into Cloud Tech Talks, your go-to cloud podcast from Amadeus Technologies. This is Indapriya from Amadeus, your host again for today. Today's topic is a game changer. What if your cloud solutions could help save the planet? Today, we unravel the concept of green ops in cloud services. Yes, from bytes to brighter futures. The promise of green ops in cloud services, that's the episode topic. I'm happy to welcome our guest who will shed light on this fascinating subject. We have Manpreet Singh, Senior Principal Infrastructure Engineer, Emphasis, a passionate technology professional with over a decade of experience as an Azure Cloud Solution Architect. He's an expert in IT infrastructure, end-to-end cloud migration projects, and possesses deep knowledge covering everything from infrastructure as a service to network security. Welcome to the show, Manpreet. It's a pleasure to have you with us today in Cloud Tech Talks.
Thank you, Sudhir. Thank you for having me this conversation for the Green Ops. Yeah, it's been 12 years into the IT industry. So many things I have learned into the IT. So I started my career as a Linux administrator. Then I started moving into a storage administrator and storage architect as well. So where I have spent most of the time into the data center. So I know the pain of, you know, how much power consumption is there, how much network bandwidth, the cooling, the ACs, how many racks that they are using, how much, you know, output that they are consuming, power, electricity, cooling, and everything. So when it comes to cloud, people are like saying, okay, so they are not reliable on the data center, but at the end, it's a data center. People are now, I think most of the industries, I would say 70 to 80% are on clouds. So most of the startups, they are starting from the clouds because they don't have to rely on their physical data centers. They don't have to rely on, you know, man consumption and the man utilization as well. But at the end, they are consuming greenable energy, the green ops, and most of the things, how much carbon footprints that we are, you know, using nowadays via cloud. So, yeah, so I know the pain of this having most of the carbon footprints into the data center and how it is affecting to the environment as well.
Yes, Manpreet, I'm all ears. So I'm really curious to know all about green ops and your experience in the same. So let's kick things off. Could you start by defining green ops for our Cloud Tech Talks audience, Manpreet?
So green op is a what, you know, sustainable solution that you are providing, right, in terms of your renewable energies, your greeneries and everything, right? So less carbon footprints are there where your data centers are residing and they are not impacting to the infrastructure. I would say not to the environment, because when you are implementing any of the services or your IT into the data center, let's say your storage, your networking, they have certain amount of consumption power, how much power that they are consuming. And in terms, on top of that, you need to cool the data center. Otherwise, your wires, your connectivity, all will be, you know, burst out in making into cooling, because every rack and every, I would say, server or your network, network connections, everything have their certain, you know, cooling temperature. So someone need to be a certain amount of cooling temperature and someone having a different, right? So based on that, you are, you know, using more air conditioners in terms of getting into the data center, and so that your performance should not be impacted and it is cool enough to, you know, serve you seamless infrastructure. So I would say GreenOps is more of a, you know, sustainable solution that you're providing to the infrastructure by emitting less carbon to the data center and the environment.
All right, Manpreet. Thank you for explaining that so clearly. So let's dive a bit deeper, Manpreet. So whenever we talk about green ops, there are some common misconceptions widely prevailing in the industry. A few things that implementing green ops is expensive and complicated, while others say it is only relevant for larger organizations. And I heard it like it's a marketing gimmick, so that company does that so that they have this image enhanced. So can you provide some clarity on this, Manpreet? What are the common misconceptions about green ops?
Yep. definitely. So I heard a lot as well. So you already mentioned that there is a cost or it's expensive. No, it is not expensive. You know, you are not going to pay any of the features that are available for your sustainable solution. If we are talking about Azure, they have a carbon optimization, right? There is service carbon optimization experience. So if you go and, you know, explore the services, it's free. You are not going to charge to explore the services. Instead, they will give you overall or granularity of how much carbon that you are removing from the data center by eliminating most of the devices or services, right? So I would say GreenOps is directly correlated to FinOps, right? How much you're impacting or improving the data center by maximizing your business with the same amount of budget, and also how much efficient your services and the data center is when deploying the infrastructure as well. So it's not expensive. It is not at all expensive. In fact, that you are, you know, giving the contribution towards the environment by using these services free of cost as well. But you need to be very precise about how you are, you know, removing the carbon. As I mentioned, it is directly correlated to FinOps. So when you are performing any, you know, operational phase into the FinOps, you need to be very, you know, precise or conscious about how you are going to be operate on this. Let's say you want to resize a virtual machines. So you need to see an impact on the end user, or let's say any application that is deployed on that virtual machine, and then you are going to resize. You need to know the impact. And based on that, you know, you are resizing the virtual machine, and with that, you are directly correlating to the green ops. So as soon as you resize a virtual machine, it will be, you know, eliminating your carbon footprint, your carbon dioxide is less into the same. And moreover, I would say it is also when you are implementing the solution as well, you need to check the green op or carbon, where the carbon footprints are very less. So with this one, you can save a more dollar by deploying into the data center. Let's say, I'll give you an example. In the recent, you know, implementation, I choose a region like France Central, where the carbon footprints are very less, right? And let's say we have a budget of $100. But if you are deploying XYZ services to the East US or Asia instead of France Central, where the carbon footprints are very less, mostly into the Europe's, because they have certain, you know, that kind of environment that can sustain the more data center weather. Or you can choose the Canada regions where the, you know, water is very high or the temperature is very nice. You don't need to consume the, you know, cooling power more, because that is already a colder region, right?
A cold region, so, okay.
So you can, instead of deploying XYZ services, you can XYZ plus one services as well with the same amount of budget, so that you can use maximum financial as well into the same.
All right. So GreenOps is a cost saving effort. Got it. So
it's a directly correlated to cost saving, but GreenOps is more of a sustainable solution that you are, you know, sustainable towards the environment.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I'm saying.
Well said. Well said. So when you say there is a strong correlation between FinOps and GreenOps, so can you elaborate more on that with some metrics and data or some strategies and examples?
As I mentioned already, to resize a virtual machine, let's say you are seeking a SKU of 16 GB of RAM or 32 GB of vCore CPU, for example, or 16 vCore CPU or 32 GB of RAM. But instead, you resize to 8 GB, right, and 4 vCore CPU. There, your power consumption is very less as compared to 16 to 32 GB. So that is how you are, you know, saving the amount of money as well. Mm-hmm. And also you are, you know, power, if your power consumption is less, so definitely you are means removing the carbon footprint from the data center as well.
All right. The smaller changes can contribute to, the small trivial changes can also contribute to maximum, especially when it is for larger enterprises with a lot of resources. Definitely it will make a remarkable change, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And also, you know, people are, you know, let's say spinning up cloud. It's like you are spinning up an infrastructure just a one click, or using a template, your code, And then they forget to delete their, you know, backend services as well. Let's say they are assigning a public IP, they are assigning, you know, OS disk, which they are not going to be deleted automatically when you're deleting a virtual machine. So you have to manually do it. So they forget to delete those services, which is also a financial operation along with the GreenOps as well. By eliminating those, you are eliminating those services from the data center as well.
All right. So but when you are trying to realize some FinOps benefits in the enterprise, in the organization, you are directly contributing to GreenOps.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. So Manfred, I've heard something like public cloud is greener than private data centers. Is that true?
I'm not saying that it is true or it is not true. That depends how you're deploying the infrastructure, right? Whether you're deploying on the public cloud.
How optimized it is.
Absolutely. It's about how you're deploying your infrastructure, right? Mm-hmm. Whether on a public cloud or a private cloud. Ultimately, at the back end, it's a data center, right? It doesn't matter if you're deploying on a public cloud or a private cloud, right? Yeah. But in a private cloud, yes, somehow it is benefit because you have the maximum control of your data center.
Infrastructure.
And then, so people are more aware about their infrastructure and they can, you know, utilize the more maximum business value from there.
Got it. Thank you, Manfred, for that. And we are going to pass this for a while, Manfred. Let's continue discussing on Bytes to Brighter Futures. We'll cover where the GreenOps practice should start and the best practices, the future of GreenOps and all that in part two of this episode. Listeners, please wait till then. Write all your cloud challenges to info@amdiskglobal.com. We'll address that with the right guest. Till then, enjoy your cloud journey. Thank you.